must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
Well, just in time for the new Star Wars sequel that's coming up this Christmas, we've got Stoners Against Legalization Part 4, A New Dope. That's right, all eyes are on California as the 2016 election looms large. Legalization of marijuana in the Golden State, many observers believe, will be the tipping point for eventual nationwide legalization. If California prohibition falls, the rest of the states will tumble like dominoes. However, if California legalization fails, it could derail or forestall other states' legalization efforts. Now, last week I detailed the legalization efforts already underway in California and noted that Reform CA, the Coalition for Cannabis Policy Reform, is gearing up to be the best supported and funded effort to legalize in 2016. But I also noted, neutrally, the other six efforts gearing up for legalization, with a short summary of each and a link to its ballot language. Now, some have criticized my article as backing Reform California without yet seeing its unreleased language, and that may be fair. I mean, who knows? They could come out arguing for unlimited possession and cultivation by anyone over the age of 12 with mandatory toking and driving. But knowing the people backing Reform CA, I know that what they'll submit will be sensible, conservative language that will probably allow for amounts similar to what's legal in the other four states now. What I do know will not pass is language that would allow for recreational use of 1.5 pounds or 5 pounds or, as the perennial Jack Herer Initiative, CCHI, proposes, 12 pounds and 99 flowering plants. Of course, whenever I reject CCHI, I am reminded by its zealots that Californians support CCHI by 56%, according to the polls. Yes, the 2013 field poll of the summary of the 2014 CCHI, which didn't ever come close to making the ballot. Let's just look this up, shall we? The top line says, when read a summary of the initiative's official ballot description, 56% say they are inclined to vote yes, while 39% would vote no. Just 5% have no opinion. End quote. And that's what the CCHI defenders are hanging their hat on, is this poll that polled the summary of last election's CCHI, and 56% of the people agreed with it. But the devil is in the details. Let's look at the official ballot description that the pollsters asked Californians about way back in 2013. Quote, a new statewide ballot initiative calls for decriminalizing the possession, use, and cultivation of marijuana in California. Well, right away, the word decriminalizing adds points to your poll because voters perceive that as less allowance than legalizing. It continues, quote, it also would require a case-by-case review of all persons charged with or convicted of nonviolent marijuana offenses for possible sentence modification or release. Okay, so far so good. That's a fair summary of what CCHI would do. And then it continued, quote, fiscal impact. Reduced costs in the low hundreds of millions of dollars annually to state and local governments. Potential net additional tax revenues in the low hundreds of millions of dollars annually related to the production and sale of marijuana. Now, according to a footnote in the poll, quote, approximately half of the voters interviewed were read a summary of the initiative's official description with its fiscal impact statement, while the other half were read a summary without the fiscal impact statement. Okay, so half of the people polled were enticed to support the measure, by being told the fiscal impact would be hundreds of millions of dollars. That's also going to boost your numbers. And then it concludes, quote, if the election were being held today and you were voting on this marijuana legalization initiative, would you vote yes or no? End quote. Okay, so what the CCHI people are hanging their hat on here is a poll that asked if people would support decriminalizing marijuana, reviewing nonviolent marijuana offenses, making hundreds of millions of dollars. Would you vote yes on that? And 56% said yes. But absolutely no indication in the poll that the legalization they'd be voting for would allow for 12 pounds and 99 plants. Remember, this is just in 2013, right after Colorado and Washington had legalized a mere ounce and only three mature plants in Colorado, no home grow in Washington. Both of them with some sort of, well, Washington had a DUI provision and Colorado added one later. And so in that context, we asked a bunch of Californians if they'd like to legalize, and we told half of them it would make hundreds of millions of dollars. Do you assume that perhaps they thought we were talking about a mere ounce and a handful of plants? Or do you suppose they told the pollster, wait a second, ran to the internet, looked up CCHI 2014, saw that it had 12 pounds and 99 plants, and then returned to say yes in a 56% majority? Come on now, look. If CCHI had any money, they could commission a fair poll that asks, a California initiative for 2016 proposes to legalize marijuana in the amounts of 12 pounds of personal marijuana possession and cultivation of 99 marijuana plants for all adults. Would you vote yes or no? That would be an honest poll question. But they won't even do that, even if they had the money, because they wouldn't like the numbers they get back. Now, I only bring this all up because there is a lot of enthusiasm and effort being put toward CCHI that is also geared up to demonize whatever realistic legalization actually makes the ballot. They'll say idiotic tripe like passing realistic legalization is prohibition light. Seriously, I get people who react to the proposed legalization of X with, yeah, but people with X plus one will still be busted. Never mind that following the legalization of just an ounce in Washington and Colorado, arrests for all amounts of marijuana declined dramatically, down 63% in Washington state, down 80% in Colorado. Let me restate this. Since legalizing just an ounce, of all people, two out of three people who would have been busted for weed are not in Washington, and four out of five who would have been busted in Colorado are not because of legalizing just an ounce. Or they'll bark, it'll be an Oakland monopoly, it'll be corporate weed, when describing legalization that requires licensing and regulation and taxation, you know, like every other commodity in the United States. In other words, the same kind of circular firing squad they formed in 2010 to help defeat Proposition 19. Medical marijuana profiteers, greedy growers, and the politically naive. Whatever the argument, there's always a reason for stoners against legalization to vote against anything that isn't true legalization. These guys would be the slaves in 1859 calling for immediate emancipation, civil rights, and the election of the first black president while fighting the other efforts to end slavery because those wouldn't result in true freedom. Look, support whatever legalization you prefer, but don't oppose any legalization that makes the ballot. Progress takes steps. It took Jim Crow to get to the Civil Rights Act. It took a 6-day work week to get to paid vacations and a minimum wage, and it took civil unions to get to gay marriage. Prohibition wasn't built in a day, and it won't be ended by a single ballot initiative. And maybe it's just my perspective on this, but to me, what marijuana legalization is all about is ending the power of cops to fuck with us over marijuana. It's pretty simple. Can police upset our day-to-day law-abiding lives over marijuana? And when you legalize even an ounce of marijuana, no matter what the business plan behind it that gets that marijuana to the consumer, as soon as that ounce is legalized, cops have a whole lot less tools in their toolkit to fuck with consumers, to fuck with people. That tool of their drug dog that they can train to alert whenever they want so they can get a nice, easy way around the Fourth Amendment on search and seizure, that drug dog goes away. He's no longer useful for marijuana anymore. The sight of stems and seeds and leaves and other sorts of paraphernalia involved with the production of marijuana, as long as that legalization has home grow in it, that probable cause goes away. And so long as marijuana is legalized, no matter what the business model behind it, you end up ending the arrests of thousands of people. You end the ticketing of thousands of people. You put to an end most of the ability of police to abuse and harass otherwise law-abiding citizens. And that, to me, is the most important factor of legalization. To me, this is a civil rights battle. And to me, civil rights outweigh whatever the business plan is behind it. I would support government weed like Uruguay. I would support collective weed like Spain. I would support limited retail like the Netherlands. I would support grow and give like Washington, D.C. The business angles can always be fixed in the future, but they're a whole lot easier to fix when you have consumers who can vote for it instead of criminals in prison. That's all the time we got for hour one. Thanks, I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.